From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. As the Greek government hopes to negotiate a bailout deal in Brussels, people in Athens are anxiously awaiting some resolution. Greece's president now says he has submitted new proposals to the Eurogroup and the European Council. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports most citizens are finding much of their money frozen.
2 days after the no vote, a newly invigorated Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is back in Brussels with a new finance minister looking for better terms to a Greek bailout deal. Without a deal, Greek banks could go bust within days and mark the first step in a potential exit from the euro currency union. Banks were supposed to open Monday but look to remain closed at least through Thursday. Dimitrios Panos has a jewelry shop. He says he cannot get the money from credit card purchases anymore. Pano says he doesn't know how long he can last.
The past will have some difficulties, but there is hope. Now there is not hope.
Pano says Greece is only 2% of the Eurozone economy, and the EU could afford to help Greece stay in. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Athens.
It still has to clear the South Carolina House, but lawmakers in the state Senate there have voted 36-3 to approve a bill that would remove the Confederate battle flag from the front of the state house. The call to remove the Confederate flag picked up steam last month after the killing of 9 people at a historic black church by an alleged gunman who said he was motivated by racial hatred. Photos of shooting suspect Dylan Roof showed him posing with a Confederate flag. The Los Angeles Police Department is confirming to NPR it has opened at least one criminal investigation sparked by allegations against comedian Bill Cosby. Yesterday, a federal judge unsealed a deposition in which Cosby admitted to having procured drugs in order to sedate women and have sex with them. NPR's Mandalik Del Barco has more.
LAPD Chief Charlie Beck has said his department would investigate any sexual assault accusations against Bill Cosby, even past the statute of limitations. The department's public information officer, Detective Megan Aguilar, told NPR that the police have at least one open criminal investigation that may have multiple accusations. The LAPD would not offer any more details because the case is ongoing. Yesterday, a deposition from 2005 was unsealed. In it, Cosby admits to having obtained 7 prescriptions for Quaaludes, sedatives he said he intended to give women he wanted to have sex with. Dozens of women say he raped or sexually assaulted them, sometimes after drugging them. Cosby has never been criminally charged. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
The number of help wanted signs going up in May rose slightly. The Labor Department reporting its monthly job opening survey ticked up 0.5% to 5.36 million, a sign of a more energetic economy. Job gains have been solidly higher since February. U.S. stocks swung from major losses to gains today. The Dow up 93 points to 17,776. The Nasdaq was up 5 points. You're listening to NPR. Now is not the time for a major U-turn in terms of putting a Republican in the White House. Essentially, that is the message today from Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton, who was back in Iowa, citing Bill Clinton's 8 years in office as a time that helped not only the wealthy but the poor. Clinton cited the fact her husband's administration created nearly 22 million jobs over 8 years. Clinton returned to Iowa today as one of her Democratic challengers, Bernie Sanders, has appeared before large crowds. The State Department is raising concerns about the detentions of activists in Cuba, but says it will not slow down plans to restore diplomatic relations. As NPR's Michelle Kelman explains, embassies are set to reopen later this month.
After a political activist was beaten on the way to mass Sunday and 100 others were temporarily detained, top State Department officials took to Twitter to criticize Cuba's actions. Spokesman John Kirby says officials will continue to speak up.
We're always going to be very vocal and very candid about human rights concerns where we see them, wherever that is. But it's not going to change the policy about the restoration of diplomatic relations with Cuba. In fact, it reinforces the need to move forward.
Kirby argues that by restoring relations, the U.S. will be able to open up new channels of engagement with the communist island. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's airlines were doing a slightly better job of pulling up to the gate on time in May. That's according to the Transportation Department, which says about 80.5% of all flights offered by the leading carriers arrived on time. That's compared with just under 77% the previous month. Discount carrier Spirit had the worst on-time performance. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.